In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue sharing about Paul's servitude.
我们这一堂要来分享，重新得力, 永不疲倦。
In this class, we will share about never growing weary and renewing our strength.
这也是我们在服侍神的时候的标杆, 这是我们的目标。
And this is the goal of our servitude.
我们为主耶稣付出, 主耶稣他会为我们,
If we sacrifice for the Lord, then He will increase our strength.
主耶稣他先让我们有机会服侍他, 然后他一路帮助我们,
Lord Jesus gave us the opportunity to serve, and He will help us until the end.
我们先看以赛亚书40章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
从28节到31节。
Verse 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
那这段圣经呢，提到说神他是不会疲乏、不会困倦的。
This passage says that the Lord does not grow weary nor faint.
那所以如果有疲乏了，他就可以赐能力给他们。
And those who are weary, God will grant strength to them.
那他说，如果能够等候神的，一定会重新得力。
And those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strengths.
那他们就会像鹰展翅上腾，奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
And that they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
那么就来思想一下，我们在服侍神的过程当中，如果我们会觉得疲倦的时候，问题在哪里？那我们怎么办？
So let us reflect on what happens if we grow weary during our servitude and what we can do about it.
我们昨天提到说，我们服侍神是一个团队的工作。
Yesterday we discussed that our service to the Lord is a group activity.
那有很多，在很多服侍当中，我们可能会觉得，负担太重了。
In many of our services, we might feel as if the burdens have been too heavy.
那如果我们对道理明白，我们昨天有问大家说，如果有教会的工人要问你说能不能够接哪种圣工，我们的答案应该是不敢说不。And
we discussed that if we were asked by a holy worker or a church member to if we are willing to do a certain work, then it is most likely that we will not be we'll be afraid to say no.
但是事实上是有些人会觉得说，我如果说 yes 的话，我可能我所要做的工作没办法做好，我现在所负担的工作就没办法做好了。But
in actuality, many workers feel that if they say yes, then they will not be able to do well the current works that they are doing.
那到底我们到底是要说 yes 还是说 no 呢？
So should we say yes or should we say no?
那我们现在就来看看到底这个是怎么一回事，应该是要 yes 还是 no。
So let's look at this matter as to whether we should say yes or no.
这个问题我们要先从我们教会的活动来想一想看。
And we will look at it from the perspective of the church works.
当教会在发展的时候，我们教会有越来越多的活动。
As our church is growing, we will have more and more activities.
你看，如果我们从暑假开始， 一连串的活动可以两个月，你都可以不用在家里。
From the beginning of summer, you can leave home for 2 straight months.
你可以从6月底一直到8月底都在教会里面活动。
From June till the end of August, you can be involved in all sorts of church activities. 因
为很多教会的训练工作以及灵会各种不一样的活动，给各种不同年龄层的人在教会进行。
Because many training seminars are available to
church. 那每一种活动都需要有人去设计、去工作、去支援的。
And every church activity requires people to coordinate and support.
那所以教会有活动，一般来说，我们教会的信徒都会很忙的。
And so when there are activities at church, usually the members are quite busy.
但是有时候教会很多活动，代表教会很兴盛吗
？But does it mean that the church is prosperous when there are many activities?
但是我们知道，教会如果都没有活动，教会没有活力是真的。
But we also know that it is true that if a church does not have activities, it is not prosperous.
就是教会就是不活泼，因为大家就是不会想要学习。
That is, it is not active because no one wants to learn.
可是反过来，并不是说教会有很多很多活动，代表说这个教会就很兴旺，圣工就很发展。
But on the other hand, just because there are activities does not mean that the church is very active and prosperous.
那所以我们要想的是，我们教会哪些活动才真的对我们的信徒真的有造就的。
So we must think what kind of activities are actually edifying to the members.
我们所办的这个活动是不是按照神的旨意来进行的
？And are we carrying out these activities according to the will of God?
还是我们只是为了我们自己认为说这个是好的，然后这个。用我们真的想法去办一个活动，来让教会觉得好像教会是有活泼的而已。
Are we simply doing things based on whether we think they are good or not?
那这样的一个想法，其实也是在我们教员团契里面要去想的。
And this is actually a question that we must ask ourselves in our campus fellowships.
我们是不是一定要有很多活动，在这个团契才会是有活力呢
？Must we have many activities in order for us to be an active fellowship?
那所以我们要把一些重要的活动，真的对我们的信仰有造就的，把它优先考虑，然后再来其次是一些次要的活动。
So we must prioritize, and think about the activities that are most edifying to us.
因为有时候我们会觉得很疲倦，是肉体上我们因为有很多活动，一件接一件，我们会觉得疲倦，是肉体上是很自然的现象的。
Because sometimes when we grow weary, it is because physically we are weary.
但是有时候，如果我们参加教会的活动以后，我们觉得很疲倦，是我们心灵上觉得很空虚，那问题就大了。
But sometimes when we are weary, it is because we are spiritually weak, and it is then that we have a big problem.
那如果我们会觉得说，我们有听到我们这些弟兄姐妹分享，有时候我们回到参加一个教会的活动，回到家以后，突然间面对我们自己，觉得不知道做什么，会觉得说我需要 relax， 我需要把电视打开，然后看电视看个几个小时，看电影看几个小时，那代表一个很严重的信息。
We have heard of reports from brothers and sisters who've gone home after seminars and find themselves in the situation where they simply turn on the TV and don't know what to do. This is a very serious situation.
那表示说我们的心灵还没有得到真正的满足。
It means that our hearts have not yet received a satisfaction.
我们都知道说我们一个人心灵真正的满足不是从物质上得到的。
In order for a man's heart to be fulfilled, it is not from the physical pleasures.
就好像我们在看一个没有信主的人说，一个人一直追求财富，但是财富并不会让一个人真的满足嘛，哈，一样。
Just as it is with non-believers, just because they pursue wealth, it does not make them happy.
在社会上的名声地位不会让一个人真的满足。
And status in society does not necessarily make one fulfilled.
社会上有很多的活动，很多活动也不会让那些在社会上的人真的得到满足。
And many activities in society cannot necessarily bring satisfaction to people.
那现在我们在教会里面，我们是不是也会落入一个现象是，教会里面有很多活动就会让我们很满足吗
？So we fall into this pattern, where we have to ask ourselves, do the activities of church bring us fulfillment?
那我们如果读圣经，我们就知道说。圣经告诉我们，人真正的满足从哪里得到
？But if we read the Bible, it tells us where can we attain fulfillment.
我们看约翰福音十五章啊。
Let us turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章我们都很熟悉，是讲主耶稣，他是真葡萄树。
Chapter 15 talks of Jesus being the true vine.
那我们如果能够接在这个葡萄树上，我们生命就是跟神连接在一起，就是我们得到生命的全源。
If we can be connected to the true vine, then we can receive life from Jesus.
第七节，第七节，第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
好，这一段在讲说，我们今天如果连在主耶稣这个真葡萄树上呢，我们的满足从神的话、神的爱跟神的灵来的。
If we abide by the true vine, then God's Spirit, God's Word, and God's love will abide with us.
所以真正的重点是，我们要真的有神的生命在我们里面是很丰盛的。
And so the true key point is that we will be fulfilled when God's Spirit resides within us.
从这个基础来看，如果今天我们把我们的时间奉献出来，我们的精神奉献出来，到教会里面来参与一些活动，我们为的是什么？
From this foundation, let us consider what is the purpose that we attend activities at church.
我们透过这个活动是要让我们的生命更丰盛，让我们更了解真理，跟主耶稣更亲密，还是借由这些活动让我们达到一个什么样的企图呢？
Do we wish to draw closer to God through these activities, or what is our plan during these activities?
或者是我们只是参加一个活动，希望能够认识更多人，然后我以后可以有什么样的好处这样子？
Is it simply to know more people or to gain some kind of a benefit?
那如果我们所奉献出来的不是真的为了得到永生这件事情的话，那么我们很可能会觉得很疲倦。
But if our servitude and sacrifice is not to attain eternal life, then it may be very weary to us.
你看我们学习主耶稣的服事，主耶稣为什么他一路走到底的时候，他永远不会疲倦。
But if we learn from Jesus, his servitude, we can see why he did not grow weary at the end.
约翰福音十二章二十七节，主耶稣说：“我愿是为这个时候来的。”
John chapter 12 records Jesus saying, "For this purpose I have come."
那主耶稣的这个时候就是他为了要完成救恩。
And this purpose is to complete salvation.
他要让天父得荣耀。
And to glorify the heavenly Father.
所以主的生命是很有意义的。
So the Lord's life is very meaningful.
那保罗他的生命也是很有意义的。
And Paul's life is very meaningful.
保罗也是一路服侍到底，他也不会疲倦的。
Because he served until the end without growing weary.
他效法基督，所以他为了要完成救恩，为了要信徒在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，所以他很喜乐的活着。
He imitated Christ by finding salvation and helping brothers and sisters, and so he gained joy.
那所以今天我们在服事过程当中啊，我们以后要走的路程还很远啊。
So in our servitude, the path before us is very long.
那有时候我们在这个做圣工当中会觉得疲倦的时候，我们一定要去找出这个原因，要把它解决。
And if we grow weary in our servitude, we must find the problem and we must solve it.
那我们路途很远啊，所以今天像我们二十多岁、三十多岁，我们如果人一生活七八十岁啊，我们往后还有几十年的时间要走啊。
But the path is very long, and since we're only 20 and 30, if we think about ourselves living to 80, then we still have a long way ahead of us.
我们昨天大家在做 fellowship 啊，之后我们大家一起在这个会堂里面，有人在互相沟通，有人在唱诗啊，哇，就觉得非常的美好。
After the fellowship last night, I felt that the people congregating in the chapel to sing hymns and fellowship was very nice.
让我回想到二十几年前，我们曾经也是像这样子，好多青年一起这样子在钢琴旁边一起唱诗。
And I thought to 20 some odd years ago when people would gather around the piano and sing hymns, and that was nice.
但是大概20多年之后到现在已经有很多人从教会的这个服事当中消失了。
But now, 20 years later, many people have disappeared from the church.
有的人甚至已经不到教会来了。
Some people even do not come to church anymore.
有的犯罪离开了。
Some have sinned and have left.
那所以有时候我们会想到说，我们要怎么样让我们这个像这样的感动能够一直持续走下去，走到有一天我们能够见到主耶稣，然后我们每个人都能够一起在神的国里面，在那里在一同团契。
So how can we be moved to walk on this heavenly journey until we can stand with our Lord in heaven?
所以为什么要彼此勉励？因为我们以后的路程还很远。
So why must we encourage one another? It is because we still have a long way ahead of us.
那我们现在要想，我们要怎么样能够得到主耶稣所说，他所应许说，他来了要我们得生命，而且要得更丰盛的生命。
So how can we receive the life that Jesus has promised us in full?
那什么叫做更丰盛的生命？
And what is life in full?
就是 abundant life. 这是主耶稣的应许。约翰福音四章十节说，他来是要叫羊得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
What is abundant life? It is as Jesus promised. In John, where he promised that we will receive life and receive it abundantly.
我们想说，一个人的生命很丰盛，它是怎么样呈现出来，叫做丰盛生命？这个问题，我们一定要去想一想看的。
So how can we have life and have it abundantly? This is a question we must ponder.
因为我们要想主耶稣的生命，他是怎么活的啊？
And we must think of how Jesus lived his life.
你看，今天我们很多人很喜欢唱诗。
So many people today like to sing hymns.
那我们喜欢唱诗，我们是喜欢在人面前，然后做这个所谓的 hymnal presentation， 就是说，众人在我面前的时候，我唱得很用力，很大声，啊，很 enjoy。
And many people like to sing in front of other people very loudly。
还是会在人面前唱诗很高兴，还是会我唱诗只是真的从心里面会来赞美神，会说这个诗歌让我真的很满足。
But do you sing from your heart very joyfully, and does it give you joy?
我们在唱诗当中，你看我们有时候在会中唱诗哦，有时候我们在底下唱诗的时候都没有什么声音呢。我们一般站起来唱诗的时候，我观察到了哈，跟大家分享，有些人唱诗是没有声音的，不会开口唱的，但是站在台前的时候，哇，就很大声了。
I've noticed that sometimes while members are singing in the congregation, they don't sing very loudly. But when they are standing in front of others, in front of the chapel, they sing very loudly.
如果我们是诗班的成员站在台前给人家看的时候，哇，我们大家唱的就很用心了。
If we are a choir performing in front of others, then we will sing very joyfully.
但是如果我们是背对大家的时候，每个人都是背对背嘛，对不对？因为你都看前面呢，所以这个时候我们唱诗的时候就小小声了。
But when we have our backs to each other and are not looking at each other while we're singing hymns, then what are we thinking?
所以有时候我们的想法，我们要去想一想看，我们到底唱诗是为了谁
？So we must examine our thoughts and think, who are we singing these hymns to?
好，那另外一个问题就是说，比如说我们今天在台前，我们是喜欢站在台前跟人家分享我们所得到的从神领受这些东西，我们很喜欢跟人家分享一些我们所领受到的。
And another thing is, we like to stand in front of the chapel in the pulpit and share the things that we've received from the Lord.
但是反过来，我们却没有办法安静地坐在书桌前，自己一个人在那里好好的读圣经，跟神沟通。
Yeah, in contrast, we're not willing to sit down quietly by ourselves and commune with God through reading the Bible.
就是说我们在台前的时候，我们就很有精神，但是如果我们坐在书桌前读圣经的时候，就一直打瞌睡。
That is, when we're standing on the pulpit, we have much energy. But when we are reading the Bible by ourselves, that is when we lack energy.
这表示说我们的心态上，我们需要注意一下的。
This means that we must be aware of our attitudes.
我们有没有办法用心的在读圣经的时候，我们直接跟神沟通，然后我们在神在我们自己的书桌前去思想神的话语。
When we are reading the Bible by ourselves, can we commune with God and can we ponder upon the words of God?
那或者是我们很喜欢参与教会的活动，更甚于我们会喜欢跪在神面前跟神沟通。
Or do we even like to attend church activities more than we like to pray before God?
如果我们有很多人在一起的时候，我们可以跪下来祷告。
If we're all together, we can pray together.
但是如果我们自己一个人在我们自己的房间的时候，我们没有办法跪下来祷告。
But if we're by ourselves in our own rooms, we may be unable to pray.
或者是我们祷告只是跪不久，那我们跪一下，等一下就睡着了，打瞌睡了。
Or it may be that when we kneel down to pray, we might not pray very long and may fall asleep.
所以这就是我们每一个人去检讨我们自己的生命是不是在神面前真的丰盛的一些要点，我们去想想看，我生命是丰盛呢，还是不丰盛？
So we must ponder, are our lives before God abundant or not?
那生命的丰盛跟我们对神的信心是有关系的。
The abundantness of life has to do with God.
那我们说我们一个人对神的信心是怎么样表现出来？
So how does a person show his faith to God?
我们的信心是不是我今天来聚会，加上做圣工就可以？
Is it simply coming to church and doing holy work?
应该不是这样，不止这样子。
It's probably not just this.
因为聚会有时候也会变成一种很习惯性的动作。
Because coming to service can become simply a habit.
那做圣工有时候也会有很多不一样的动机。
And one may have many different motives while doing holy work.
所以我们要去想说，我们怎样让我们的生活真的去实现主耶稣他要我们在这个世上生活的这个价值跟目的。我们每一个人在神面前到底担负什么样的责任
？So we must ponder whether we are fulfilling the purpose that God has sent us here to do.
就像保罗他说，他问主耶稣说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”Just as Paul asked. The Lord, what would you have me do?
那结果主耶稣真的回答他了，告诉他应该做什么。
And the Lord indeed answered him and told him what to do.
所以后来保罗他在罗马书的地方他就说当做什么？罗马书十二章。
And so Paul in Romans chapter 12, receives a message from God regarding what to do.
罗马书十二章看第一节。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节到第二节，先读第一节、二节。
Verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里说要把身体献上当作活祭。
Here it says we should sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice.
我们献上我们的身体，就是我们的生命，就是为主活着的。
To sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice means to live for God.
难道我们就不再效法这个世界了
？And to not conform to the world.
什么事情都是要根据神的旨意来。
And in everything to conform to God's will.
那我们所做的都是为了得到神的喜悦。
And everything we do must be to receive God's approval.
所以我们会去想想主今天你在我身上的旨意在哪里，我要做什么来荣耀你。
So in everything we must think what is God's will and how do I glorify God?
那我们所做的既然要合神的旨意就要根据真理，然后就要合真理。
And in order to do God's will we must do things according to the truth.
那真理很重要，因为真理会让我们得自由。
And the truth is very important because the truth will set us free.
你看，主耶稣在约翰福音第八章说，真理让我们得自由。约翰福音第八章。
And John chapter 8 tells us that the truth will set us free.
约翰福音第八章的第三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
那真理叫我们得自由，从哪里得自由？
So where does the Bible say should we attain freedom?
它让我们不会有重担。因为有重担，我们就不会就没有自由，走不快了。
It does not give us any burdens because with burdens, then we cannot be free.
那真理让我们不会觉得疲倦。
And the truth does not make us grow weary.
那真理也让我们不会害怕，我们不会恐惧去做神的工作。
And the truth does not make us afraid to do God's work.
因为真理会让我们带我们到神的面前去，从神那边支取力量，我们在神面前得到安息。
Because the truth will bring us before the Lord, where we can receive strength and peace.
我们如果了解真理，我们就不会害怕说我会跟神拒绝说神要我做的工作。
If we come to the truth, then we will not be afraid of whether we should turn down a holy work or not.
那因为真理要让我们得到。真的认识我们自己，说我要怎么样能够得到救恩，要承认能够真的进入神的永生里。
Because the truth teaches us how we can enter into salvation.
所以，当我们觉得说神要我做的工作，我们认清我们神在我身上的旨意的时候，我们会勇敢的对一些事件说不，我这个时候我不适合参加。
So when we have God's truth within us, as we're doing holy works, we'll know what works we should not participate in.
因为我们知道神要我的重点在哪里，要我做的重点在哪里。
Because we will know what the focus of God's willing for us to do is.
神的旨意，我们在跟神的沟通当中，我们会明白的。
And in communicating with God, we will recognize His will.
所以我们就会了解说什么事情是我们应该做的。
And so we'll know what are those things that we ought to do.
我们会从心里面来服侍神，为了要完全神在我身上的旨意。
And we will wholeheartedly complete God's will.
所以我们对一些工作、一些教会的活动，我们可以勇敢的说不。
And so,we will be able to bravely say no to certain holy works.
但是我们说不，并不是说因为我不愿意做。
But when we say no, it is not to say that I'm not willing.
而是我知道神给我的旨意是什么，我是这个时候这个阶段我更应该做的。
But rather, it is because I know that God's will for me at this time is to do this and that.
所以我们今天。青年在我们的教会当中做事啊，服事啊，我们一定要认清楚我们现在的角色是什么。
So as youth working in the church, we should recognize what our role is.
我们不能够本末倒置，不能够把一些不重要的事情变成重要的事情。
We should not place importance upon those things which do not have priority.
我们自己本身是学生的身份，我们要把我们自己学生的功课做好。
If we are students, then we should complete our roles as students.
我们不能够把我们的功课、我们的应该负的责任，把它撇在背后。我现在教会这么多工作，我每一项工作都要参加，我没有时间去读书哦。
We should not simply place our academics and studies to the side in because of the excuse that we have many holy works that we have to do.
那就不明白神在我们身上的旨意是什么了。
Then that will be the case where we do not understand what God's will for us.
那这样的情形一定会让我们最后参加教会的活动之后变得很疲倦。
And it will turn out that we will grow weary in our church works.
所以，我们本身要了解有一些我们应该尽的责任，我们在这个阶段所应该最重要的一定要完成。
So we must understand that.The things that we must do at this time must be done.
所以，如果一个学生有我们一个青年，教会每一个活动都要参加的话
，So if as a student we think that we must complete every single church work,
除非这样的一个青年他很会利用时间呢
，Unless this youth is very capable at time management.
又是很聪明，很有天才的。
And is also very genius.
那不然呢？有时候学校功课就做不好了。
Then he will probably not do very well academically.
那学校做不好的时候，其实反过来，我们自己本身最对神在给我们身上所生属于就不完全了。
And if we don't do well academically, then we are not fulfilling our purpose in the eyes of God.
因为我们在学习过程当中，我们所学习的就是为以后做准备，我们以后的路还很长。
Because what we're doing now is in preparation for the long road ahead of us.
我们要把这个优先次序摆清楚。
We must have our priorities straight.
那这样子，我们在参加教会的活动里面，我们就不会，绝对不会觉得说，我压力很大，我快要被压垮了。
And thus, we will not think that we are growing weary in the works of the church.
因为我们知道什么是重点，我现在应该做的事情是什么。
Because we know what is the priority that we must do.
那所以，我们现在要了解说，这个教会里面的服事啊，我们现在再用一点时间再想想服事到底真正的含义在哪里、啊。
So now we must understand what is the purpose behind servitude.
说，我有必要参加教会的每一项活动吗
？Must I attend every single church activity?
我如果热心在教会的工作上面，就是服侍神，需要每一项我教会的活动，我都要去参与其中，然后我就要去付出一点我的贡献吗？需要这样子？
If I'm fervent in church, must I be slightly involved in every single church work?
或者是说，我们有时候常常会有一个假象啊、哦，就是哇，这个青年哦，什么活动都参加，啊、这个很热心，很好。
We may also have the misconception that certain youth who do every single holy work are very good.
其实不见得是这样子呢。
It may not be the case.
因为有时候我们有太多的活动，反而会忽略了我们应该做的最重要的事情。
Because sometimes when we have too many activities, we might overlook the important things we must do.
就好像我们之前所分享过的，有些工作是人家看得见的，有些是人家看不见的嘛。
As was shared previously, some works are seen, but some are unseen.
那其实看不见的，就是看不见人家看不见的这些工作，有时候往往是最重要的。
But oftentimes it is the unseen works that are the most important.
我们参与教会的工作，有时候不见得是我一定每件事情我要亲自去做。
It's not the case that we must do every single church activity.
但是我们会关心，我们会祷告。
But we should be concerned and we should pray.
所以我们的参与的方式，事实上是可以有很多种的。
And so our involvement in activities can take many forms.
所以我们教会所形成的服事的团队，不是只是说我们每一个人来正在做的人才叫做一个团队。
And so, it's not simply that a group of people must have a group to be considered a fellowship.
我们每一个人都能够会贡献，我就是要为这件事情祷告，为这里面的人祷告，让每一个人在这个活动里面，每一个团体人都能成长。
But rather, one can pray for everyone in the group so that they grow.
所以今天我们参与工作，我们就会选择我最重要的事情，要完成神在我身上的旨意。那对于目前现阶段不适合的，我就可以勇敢说不。
And so we must consider which are the important works before us, and we can thus bravely say no to some other works.
然后我在跪在神面前求神帮助
，and we must kneel before God to ask Him for help.
用祷告来支持这个工作
，to use prayer to support the work.
所以即使我人不在这里来参与，但是我在祷告中求主能够带领。
So even though we may not be present, we may ask God for guidance in the work.
那这样子，我们每一件事情都是全体教会一起来服侍神的
，and Therefore, the whole church can serve together.
那每一个人都能够掌握神在每一个人身上所要完成的工作，他的神的旨意。
And everyone can therefore know what works that God has given them to do.
那如果这样的话，我们今天在服事一年、两年、十年、二十年之后，我们都一直能够在神的这个教会当中来享受神所赐给我们的自由跟恩典。
And if this continues for a few 10 or 20 years, then we can begin to think about the freedom that God has given us.
30 年之后，我们会回想，我们曾经有这么一群青年在这里一起来服侍神。30年之后，我们还是看到这些人在教会做更重要、更有意义的服侍工作。
And after 30 years, then we can see a church worker still with us doing work.
所以我们不会去忽略那个，即使是一个最小的弟兄需要关心，我们不会把他忽略了。
And then we will not neglect even the littlest of brothers.
所以有些弟兄姐妹他在软弱当中，我们会去想办法去关心他，为他祷告，去安慰他。
And if we see a brother or sister who is weak, then we will think to pray for them and encourage them.
我们不会把我们的眼光跟我们的焦点都放在一些活动上面。
And we will not set our sights just on certain activities.
那这样子，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，教会每一个人都能够被照顾得到。
And therefore, everyone in church will be cared for.
所以，你看看你周围的人。
So look around you.
我们在教会里面有些人，他渐渐的没有来教会了。
There are some people who have slowly drifted away from church.
当我们发现有些人不来教会的时候，我们是否曾经去关心他，去试着去了解他为什么不来教会
？When they stop coming to church, do we go and find out why it is that they don't come to church anymore？
然后我们花一些时间去跟他在一起，去为他祷告。
Do we spend time to be with them and to pray with them？
这样的工作有时候可能比我们很热心的到教会里面去做一些真的工作更重要的。
This work is perhaps even more important than the work of people coming to church to do work.
那这样子，我们教会里面的破口才有办法补起来。
And thereby we can fill the holes that are in our church.
我们才不会看到很多活动，可是好像也是有很多人他不来教会的。
And oftentimes we see in our activities that many people don't come anymore.
因为我们忽略了一些需要去关心的人。
Because we have neglected to care for them.
却很注意一些活动是办得很成功。
While we focus on whether or not events have been carried out successfully.
所以这些现象呢，我们希望大家每一个人一起来重视，来想想看。
And I would like everyone to be aware of this phenomenon and to think of it.
这是服事的重点，我们每一个人在神面前所当做的工作。
This is the main point of servitude before the Lord.
那如果我们大家一起这样做，我们每一件事情教会的这些工作，大家可以互相分担，而且我们可以用祷告里面在主里面求主带领。
And if everyone can do this to ask for guidance from the Lord, then the work will be distributed evenly.
所以我们现在看说，我们很清楚的，当一个人如果会疲倦的时候，我们知道。要靠神才有办法能够重新得力。
So we can see clearly that
要靠着神。
Oh, so we can see clearly that when we are doing holy work, we must rely on the Lord to renew our strength.
靠着神就是祷告。
And in order to rely on the Lord, we must pray.
所以我们也听到我们有弟兄姐妹在分享。你看一个有时候我们觉得很不知道做什么时候，与其去看电视，倒不如跪下来祷告，在祷告里面。发现说我们真的能够重新得力了。
And so some brothers and sisters, when they don't know what to do, when they're resorting to watching the TV, they can kneel down and pray.
所以要能够重新得力，永不疲倦的最重要的 key 在我们能够有一个安静的心，跪在神面前，重新求神一件事情之后，让我们有一个更宽广的眼光去知道下一步我要做什么。
So the key to not growing weary is to kneel down and ask God.What is the next step I should do?
就是要回到神的面前去。
That is to return before the Lord.
才能够重新得力。
And then you can receive strength.
那我们就看到我们要服侍神，下一个阶段我们要服侍神的重点在哪里。
And then you can see what is the main priority in the next step you must do.
那我们大家每一个人都知道我要做的事情，每一个人都互相帮助。
And when everyone knows what they ought to do, and everyone can help each other.
那我们每一个人在神面前就是一个很完整的身体，就是身体被建造起来，各房按个体的功用联络的合适，这个身体就渐渐长大起来。
And then before the Lord, we can become a complete body with our works in harmony.
所以我们几个重点，最后哥罗西书第一章第九节。
So the concluding points, Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥罗西书一章九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
第十节。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
十一节。
Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy.
神可以照他荣耀的潜能，让我们每一个人在各样的事情上力上加力。第十一节。
And strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience.And long suffering with joy.
我们如果都能够明白神在我们身上所存的旨意，
If we can all understand the purpose of God in us,
那我们所做的事情呢，都是按神的旨意去做的。
Then the things that we do will be according to His will.
那我们的生命就会丰盛了。
And then our lives will become abundant.
那我们在生活上一定会结出果实来的。
And then our lives will bear fruit.
我们会更了解神，原来神要我。成就的工作是这样的事情。
And we'll realize that it is these things which God has wanted us to do.
那时候我们做事啊，就越做越有劲。
And the things that we do will have progress.
因为我们从这个服事当中，我们看到神的带领，我们体验到这个服事的喜乐。
Because we will receive joy when we
我们会体验会尝到这个服事当中所生出的喜乐。
Oh, we will receive joy when we do the holy work.
那这样子，我们永远都会走到神的殿来，绝对不会中途跑掉的。
And so we will always come before the Lord's home, and we will never stray.
最后来看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 84. Psalms chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms chapter 84,
第五节，第八节。
Psalms chapter 84, verse 4 and 5. They have said, Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no...
八十四篇。
八十三。Oh, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
一直到第八节。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
求主也是帮助我们，
May the Lord,
让我们每一个人都能够靠着神得到力量。
May the Lord help us that we may rely on Him for strength。
让我们每一个人都会想到，我要常常到神的殿来朝见神。
And that we may know to come before the temple of the Lord。
让我们所经过的路程呢，都能够滴满了，能够体验到神这个恩典的路径，随时与我们神的恩典随时与我们同在。
And that along our path, God may be with us always.
让我们看到神的恩典像这个甘霖降在所有的地方。
And that wherever we go, God's grace may abound among us.
让本来是忧愁的人。
And we who were originally pitiful people.
因为我们的服事能够变成喜乐。
Because of our servitude, will become joyful.
让本来冷淡的，因为我们的参与能够发起热心。
And we who were originally cold will become fervent.
那我们每一个人在一起服事当中，越走越有力量。
And as we continue walking, we will grow continually stronger.
那我们每一个人在经过多年的服事之后，都仍然在教会里面服事神、朝见神，而且力上加力。
And the longer we serve, the more we will head towards God, and the more we will receive strength.
这也是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
那神必要听我们祷告。
And the Lord will hear our prayer.
我们将看到我们的教会每一个青年在服事工作上都能够永不疲倦。
And we will see that the youth of our church will not grow weary in their servitude.
也能看到我们每一个人都能够从神领受力量，互相帮助，每一个人成为一个肢体，主耶稣这个身上的肢体，互相扶持，让我们能够建立教会，让教会兴旺。
And that we will receive strength to be a healthy part of the body of Christ to help the church grow.
我们这一节就上到这里。
And so this concludes this class.
那也来我们这次所有的课程，主耶稣的服事跟保罗的服事呢，在这里结束。
And this also concludes our classes for the servitude of Paul and Jesus.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们现在一起同心默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.